Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christian refugees are fleeing ISIS, and they will be the last to receive help. We are involved with different organizations on the ground, but this report is from a persecution watchdog group. Liberty Counsel is providing assistance to organizations in the Middle East and other parts of the world where brothers and sisters are being persecuted and they're losing their lives because of their faith in Jesus Christ. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbedwire.com. You know, the persecution watchdog group has ultimately issued a statement, this is Open Doors, saying that Christian refugees are fleeing ISIS in Iraq and Syria, and they're among the last groups to receive help and the necessities for their survival. Liberty Counsel is there providing resources. You can go to libertycounsel.com, that's libertycounsel.com, and contribute to our Liberty Relief International, which is a outreach of Liberty Counsel, and the proceeds go to help our persecuted brothers and sisters throughout the world, particularly in the Middle East, that are facing not only discrimination, but literally the loss of their livelihood, their homes, their belongings, and even in many cases, their lives.
Yeah, Matt, Liberty Relief International is so important for a time such as this, where this report points out just the human, the nightmare here and the humanitarian crisis that people are facing at the hands of Islamic tyrants that are murdering children, raping women, destroying entire families, and killing people by the thousands. We don't hear much about it from the mainstream media. We could get a lot more help to these individuals if the news media was actually doing its job. But unfortunately, it's now up to us and the new media and at barbedwire.com and elsewhere, Liberty Relief International, Liberty Counsel. We have to stand in the gap here and do the mainstream media's job for them, because they don't want to cover these issues because it paints Islam in a negative light.
Yeah, and we have now about 300,000 Christians that have limited means by which to pay for food. They don't have any income. They've been displaced. Their property has been confiscated or burned. Their businesses have been shut down. These are individuals who literally have been forced to flee into the wilderness, and we have refugee camps to help these individuals. And sometimes these refugee camps are ultimately attacked by ISIS and the other Islamic radicals, and they're killed or they're punished or they're taken into sex slavery or horrible things happen to them. But these individuals have no source of sustenance. And so some of our partners on the ground, such as Open Doors and others that we work with, and churches on the ground are providing food and hygiene, medical kits, safe housing, trauma counseling, working with various churches in the region. We're providing needed financial resources to these ministries through our Liberty Relief International. We started this in 2014, and we began to realize that our people with Liberty Counsel are very interested in this international persecution of Christians and people of faith, very generous as well. And so in 2015, we launched Liberty Relief International. And since then, we have given hundreds of thousands of dollars because of generous supporters from around the country to help our persecuted brothers and sisters. You know, there's not much of an option. There's not very many options out there for you to extend your reach to our brothers and sisters. You know, we live in comfortable surroundings here in the United States. We work in comfortable places. We go out to restaurants. We have comfortable shopping places and comfortable grocery stores and plenty of food. But our brothers and sisters are literally having to sleep in the deserts, sleeping in open areas or in tents, looking for food and water. We now have a report in one of our recent emails, Matt, that we sent through our Liberty Relief International, that ISIS is putting a dam in front of a major water source in northern Iraq, and they're literally trying to prevent these Christian refugees from even getting a drop of water. So we need to pray for them, but we also need to do more than just pray. It's more than just saying, be warm and be fed. We've got to actually put a real feet and hands to our words.
Yeah, the evil inherent within all of this is we can't even really describe it in words. And those who they don't kill, they're forcing them to choose between converting to Islam, to denying Christ, or paying a special tax. So they're stripping them of their money, no food. The persecution is forced. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands here, Matt. Hundreds of thousands of Christians have had to flee their long-established homes in cities such as Mosul in Iraq and elsewhere. ISIS is setting up checkpoints where militants strip people of everything they own. Some of them, the very clothes off their back. And, they just are in utter chaos in the Middle East. And it is Islam that is responsible for this. So we need to be praying in addition for the conversion, for the peaceful conversion of these Islamists, that they might come to know the one true God in the person of Jesus Christ.
Well, and we're actually hearing amazing stories of these radical Islamists having dreams and having major encounters, almost like the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus kinds of experience. So we certainly need to pray for them to be changed and to be saved by the saving power of a God who doesn't want them to strap a bomb onto themselves as an entrance ticket to heaven, but literally who did that himself and incarnated himself into humanity and died on a cross, gave up his life on a cross, suffered for our sins, and ultimately gives free forgiveness and grace to all of us. We don't need to be in this violent religious warfare that's taking place there in the Middle East and around the world with regards to Islam. You know, what we see here is a humanitarian crisis of incredible magnitude. We know that the World Food Program reported that regional refugee operations remain 81% underfunded and will require an injection of $139 million in order to continue helping the refugees. We know that the United Nations, and I'm not saying anything positive about them, but what I'm saying is that they recently reported they're backing out. They don't have the resources to help them, so they're on their own. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this is a call for us to get involved and to help our persecuted brothers and sisters, just to give them a drop of water, a cup of water, some food, and some place to sleep and be sheltered during the hot months and the cold winters.
Yeah, well, Matt, that's why Liberty Relief International is here. What is Liberty Relief International exactly? It's a sister organization associated with Liberty Council, but as you mentioned, the UN is even stepping away. What is Liberty Relief International?
Well, Liberty Relief International is not a sister organization. It is Liberty Council. It is a project of Liberty Council, and it is operated under Liberty Council's banner, but it is specifically identified as Liberty Relief International, and its sole function and purpose is to help our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world who are being persecuted with humanitarian crisis relief, who losing their lives, those individuals need our assistance. We're there to try to fill that gap and work with other organizations and churches that are actually on the ground. So you can go to libertycouncil.com, and there you can see Liberty Relief International. You can contribute directly to that, and that'll go right into a segregated fund that goes to help our persecuted brothers and sisters. Again, it's libertycouncil.com, libertycouncil.com. Liberty Relief International is an outreach of Liberty Council. We began this about a year ago when we were helping a ministry with some projects to help our persecuted brothers and sisters, and that's when we realized there was a need and a gap that needed to be filled. And our people, as we went to them, not only were thankful that they had an outreach now through Liberty Council, but also that they were willing to put their money where their mouth is. And so we started Liberty Relief International. It is a humanitarian outreach. It does not do litigation. It does not do other it just is a humanitarian outreach. It is a companion of what we do in the United States. We help our persecuted and discriminated Christian brothers and sisters through litigation, education, and policy. And now we have this humanitarian outreach, Liberty Relief International, that helps our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. You can go to libertycouncil.com to sign up for more information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.